Warm-up pregame hotspot. Talking about the Olympics. Taking your calls. What Olympic sport are you looking forward to this year? Just got a month to go before Parlez-vous Francais comes to town. Will you be there to say hello? Et bonjour. Et bonsoir. Et enchanté. A tes amis en français. Et tout le monde. Olympique. Pour nous. Pour le monde. Pour tout le monde. That's right. Yeah. Talking about your favorite. What's your favorite? You're there to play basketball with LeBron James. You want to break dance with Michael Jackson? That's a sport this year. How about some judo? Want to put on a robe and throw somebody to the ground real fast? And why the hell isn't sumo wrestling an Olympic sport? I'd much rather watch sumo than judo. Just seems more fun. It's about the same goddamn thing. You throw somebody down, game over. How about climbing? People are going to be climbing this year. They're going to be all over the place. That's right. We got tennis, too. We got water polo. We got golf. All the things that you want. How about synchronized swimming? Love synchronized swimming. Going around, swimming, doing the same thing. They should have synchronized walking while they're at it. I like to walk. I know I can walk with people and do the same things that they do. But yeah, Perry. Gay Perry, as they like to say. I wonder if they're going to have a climb up the old Tour de Fell over there. That's a good time. Always a good time. That's right. So we're going to take some calls here and see what you're looking forward to at the Olympics. All right. See if we can get this motherfucking phone to work here. Bye. Bye. Bonjour. And welcome to Olympics warm-up chitty chat. How are you doing? Oh, hello there, little Bobby Sampson. Welcome to the Olympic Bring Me the Beard.
That's good. Can I get to talk about my favorite?
Yeah. Let's hear about what's your favorite thing about the Olympics.
I like it when they light the torch.
I bet you do. I bet your mom likes to light the torch, doesn't she, little Tommy Sampson?
She does. She likes burning shit down, too, but she burned my bike off.
Okay. All right. That's great. That's great. Great first call here. So chalk one up for the goddamn torch lighting. That's always fun, though. You know, it's the best thing you can do. God damn it. That's right. Fuck. Okay. All right. It's hard to believe breakdancing. Like, why would they do breakdancing? Breakdancing came in and out about 40 years ago. And apparently, it takes about 40 years of being out of style for people to make it an Olympic sport. I would much rather see some sort of groovy dance like the salsa or the tango if we're going to be doing that, judging dancing. apparently breakdancing's pretty big over in Parlez-vous Francais. That's right. That's right. We love the Olympics here. Let's take another call. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yeah, man. I'm there, and I've been breakdancing for 40 years. You know, I started out, I was breakdancing on the streets of Philadelphia, and I had my cardboard with me, and that's all we did, man. We just did the helicopter, we did the backspin, we did the worm backwards and forwards while our buddies were up rocking and shit. It was just what we could do. We always said, man, shouldn't be a sport in the Olympics, and here we are 40 years later, and now I'm 60 years old, and it's finally a sport. So I went to the Olympic trials, and I broke as much as I could, and just didn't make the team, but it's, you know, it's a young person sport, so that's just one thing.
That's right. I wonder if they're going to let you bring your own cardboard for the old breakdancing this year. And are they going to do it on the street? Because that's where breaking starts, on the street. And that's all where it's always been. It's a dance of the streets. So when you're doing the helicopter out there and just backspinning your ass off, that's something to think about. Or maybe they just have a cardboard floor for everybody to rock out on. And are they going to have breakdance in like early 80s hip-hop? What else can you breakdance to? But anyway, hey, are you still there, caller?
Yeah, man, I'm still here. I got nothing better to do. I just sit here. I like listening to you on the phone, the live thing, so I just sit here all day.
Good, good. Hey, you know when you do the worm?
Yeah, man, that's one of the easiest things to do. It's about just popping your body and getting it down, getting the roll up.
Yeah, you know, whenever I try to do the breakdancing and I do the worm and the worm.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, man, I smash my nuts, you know.
Yeah, man, it's just something you gotta learn how to get your nuts out of the way so you don't smash your nuts on the ground.
Oh, yeah, it's just, it seemed like I could do it backwards all right. I could do that worm, but then I'd always end up running into something because I couldn't see where I was going. But
yeah, man, you just gotta look out where you're going. It's not that fucking hard, you know. Just don't smash your nuts and don't run into shit. And then next thing you know, you'll be breakdancing.
Well, I always tried to break dance, but I could never learn how to do that helicopter. It just seemed weird, you know. I think I was just a little too husky for it.
Yeah, it's just for little people to go flying around like the helicopter. But as long as you got a good art rock and as long as you can moonwalk.
There's another thing, man. Who's got the best moonwalk on Earth right now? And I know who got the best moonwalk ever is the man who invented the moonwalk.
Now, wait a second. Michael Jackson did not invent the moonwalk. It's been around for a long time.
Okay, I'm sorry. He didn't invent the moonwalk, but he had the best moonwalk ever.
Now, wait a second, man. I know a lot of people who...
No. Nobody out-moonwalked Michael Jackson. When he unveiled the moonwalk, it was one of the most important days in all of the world on TV at Motown 25. That's when he unveiled it. And people didn't even know what to do. They were screaming. And that's everything was history after that.
Yeah, man. So are we going to talk about the Olympics? Are we going to talk about Michael Jackson?
Well, I know that in 1984, the Olympics was in Los Angeles and it was pretty big. And Michael Jackson did some Pepsi commercials and all that.
Yeah, that was when his hair caught on fire. Are we going to keep on going with down this line of questioning?
No, I think I'm done with your ass. But thanks for mentioning breakdancing at the Olympics because it's kind of weird.
Yeah, you want to talk about fucking equestrian or something like that?
No, I'm good. All right. Love talking about the Olympics with you guys. Seeing what your favorite part of the Olympics is. That's what we're all talking about now. It's about the world coming together for an Olympiad and letting the world stop. Getting down together. Getting down with some peace and doing all that. Keeping it coming at you here. The Olympics. Taking your calls. Let's go to another caller here and see what we got going. There you go. Hello, caller. Yeah, yeah. Oh, where are you from? Oh, Romania. Yeah, Romania just had a big victory in soccer. You guys are pretty good at stuff. I didn't realize. Oh, yeah. BMX racing. That's a big thing. I like the BMX racing. Yeah, Yeah, I know. They go around the dirt track there and they jump and it's cool when you ride your bike. It's just... Right. Yeah, any kid can with a bike could be an Olympic sport. That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, handball's fun too. It's kind of like racquetball, but it's hands. No. Oh, no, you're right. It's not that one. This one is kind of like basketball. Yeah. Yeah. Rhythmic gymnastics is fun too. But yeah, regular gymnastics gets all the... Yeah, regular gymnastics gets all the attention. No, I like it. I like the ball one and the ribbon and all that, yeah. Yeah, Nadia Comăneci, she kicked ass. Yeah. Yeah, you having a party over there or something? That's right. Love an Olympic party. Bringing the spirit of competition all over the world. Exactly. That's right. Thanks for turning your fucking radio down, too. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, you're right. No, I appreciate you. I'm glad you like the podcast. And, we'll get back to everything. All right, we'll talk to you soon. That's right. Talking about the Olympics with everybody. Taking your calls from around the world. The Olympics is all about coming together, isn't it? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where you're from. Doesn't matter what you do. You like Taekwondo? Hey, they got Taekwondo. Let's go back to the phones here. Let's see what we got going on. Yeah. Oh, hola. Sí. No, mira. Yeah. No, it's just one thing, but it's not another. Oh, you got a friend? No, yeah, I'll talk to your friend, sure. Yeah. Okay, just hang on a second. Bring her up. Okay. Welcome to the show. Water polo. That is, yeah, water polo is fun. It's something that the Croatians are really good at. I don't know why. They must have a lot of pools over there. They like throwing that ball around, but it's just a vicious, vicious game. You got to be in the best shape ever to play water polo. Yeah, fencing. Fencing's good. I like the swords. It just kind of over too fast. I kind of like that in judo. See? Yeah. Equestrian with the horses and all that. I just can't help with the horses every time I just hear Christopher Reeve, you know, and all that. But he wasn't in the Olympics, right? But wasn't there a princess in the Olympics? I think it was. Yeah. All right. Thank you for your call. Taking calls from all over the world. The Olympic warm up call-in freak show. Yeah. All right. I think we've got to call it the time for a couple more calls here and see what you're doing. Right after this word from Uncle Dave's Taint Cream.
Hey. Yo, man, you ever been in the Olympics and all of a sudden you just feel this burning sensation at the top of your thighs and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, man, regular lotion ain't gonna do it for me, baby. That's when you go into the first aid kit. You go past the band-aids. You go past the little snippy snips. You go past the little ointments. And you go all the way down and you find a little tub of Uncle Dave's Taint Cream. Uncle Dave's Taint Cream offers that soothing relief for the most important part of your body. The body that's straight. Down underneath. Just take two thick fingerfuls and reach on down. Hope your arms aren't too short. If your arms are too short, ask a friend to apply Uncle Dave's Taint Cream. Right there, where it matters the most. Uncle Dave's Taint Cream. in all the favorite grocery stores that you go to. It's right next to the bread, baby. Uncle Dave's Tank Cream. Uncle Dave's Tank Cream. UncleDavesTankCream.com.
Welcome back to Olympic Buggity Beat. Call taken. We'll be with you every evening from here until the Olympic flames extinguished in Gay Perry sometime in the middle of August. Three weekends, 2 full weeks of sports and camaraderie amongst the world, the people of the world. That's right, the people of the world, baby. We've been taking your calls asking, what's your favorite part of the Olympics and what you're looking forward to? We're taking calls from all over the world. We'll take your calls, too, if you call up. Just go to my Instagram. That's Paul Salami Jones on Instagram. Just go to the bio and you'll find the phone number. Call it. We love everybody from all over the world. Even you. That's right, caller. Hey, how are you? Yeah, I know. I love that one, too. That's right. There are 600 episodes of The Sausage Hut. If you want to go back and listen to them, you can just listen. They don't ask anything from you. No, I appreciate you. I really do. Oh, yeah, that is true. The archery. It's a classic. Yeah, the arrows and the hay bales and all that. That was. I remember the 1976 games. That archery contest was, I mean, it was a barn burner, bro. Dude, it was. Yeah. Yugoslavia almost had it, and they blew it right at the end there in the team archery sport. Dude. See? Yeah. No, I know. I wish there was a pro archery circuit. Oh, there is one over there? Huh. I didn't know that. You were a boxer? You were an alternate on the 1996 Olympic team? I mean, to come so close and not be able to get on the team, that had to suck. Did you get to go to Atlanta? Oh, yeah. You got stuck in Buckhead, too. Certainly. Looking forward to all that. Yeah, I don't know who do you think is going to be the people who sing at the opening ceremonies. I always like the opening ceremonies. It takes about 400 years, but what can you do? Who's your favorite? Oh, Romania, for sure. Yeah, I love Romania. Nadia Comăneci. A lot of callers from Romania. Yeah. Okay, well, hey, thanks for your call. Oh, we'll get right back to it here. All right. Love it when people call from all over the place. All right, I think we got time for one more. See what we got here. People have been talking about. I love how people love the different sports. I can't believe it. I love the field hockey. Field hockey's fun. Rugby sevens. It's a fast movie. I'm glad they don't have regular rugby. It's just too much. But they threw the sevens in there because they can move through a lot of sports there in a little bit of time. So, all right, one more call. Hello, caller. Are you there?
What?
Hello.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know if you are. You do you realize you're on the phone with me too? Are you talking? Sounds like she's talking to somebody else. All right, try to call back. All right. There she is. Welcome back. Bienvenue. Ah, Quebecois. Canada's always got one of the biggest, always one of the biggest teams. You're right. Quebec totally should have their own team. That's right. It would be much better if Quebec just had their own team. Well, what can you do? Right. They do have ice hockey, but it's in the Winter Olympics, right? So they can't just have everything at once. But they do have tennis and trampoline. Triathlon. Jeez, triathlon. That's way too hard for anybody to do. You did the triathlon? Oh, you almost drowned in the swimming. That's tough. I mean, you don't get very far out of the gate. And yeah, you got to learn how to swim if you're going to be a triathlete, right?
Non, mais c'est fun, les clients. J'en ai un client, comme je t'ai dit, il m'achète des vidéos tous les mois aussi. Il est vraiment payant. Puis, hey, sérieux, là, je fais des vidéos là, tellement plates, là.
I know. I pulled the hamstring. It'll ruin your day. What can you do? I'm going to say if you had a pulled hamstring, you probably should be on the trampoline. Because I don't think you pull your hamstring on the trampoline. Yeah. Bah, I mean, I just...
Oui,
I love poutine, of course. I'm sure they make poutine en français, too. Right? They say it sucks, it's not good. For sure. Oh, how could I forget when the Olympics were in Canada?
Je parlais, c'est par texte, parce qu'il y en a qui ont mon numéro de téléphone, tu sais, ça, que c'est mes gros clients, qui sont en ce moment. Puis lui, l'autre fois, je dis, ah, tu sais, parce que j'ai perdu mon chèque Gizmo.
That's just one of those things where everybody's, you don't know anything about now, then by week two, everybody's an expert, right?
Ça me fait chier, il dit, ah, je t'envoie l'argent, il me paye mon bill de médecin. J'en ai un autre qui m'envoie, l'autre fois, il m'a passé à payer mes tailles.
Si. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, hey, thanks for... Right. Okay. Thanks for the call, baby. We'll go. All right. Bonne nuit et bonsoir. Well, there you go. Let's have it. We're having it. That's right. Love the Olympics here. On the pregame, probably the Olympic check-in podcast. Come back every day for Olympic stuff. We'll get it right to you.